You're listening to The Hoist on Sin.
Now, we are very lucky to be joined by one half of Melbourne electronic duo Close Counters and longtime friend of the show. He's here to chat to us about his latest single that they've just dropped called Speak in Truth. It features the incredible vocals of Alicia Joy. I just wanted to start by asking about your latest gig at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl, which was a gig I was at, actually, and you guys did
an awesome
job. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. What was it like to be playing a show like that in a post-2020 world?
Yeah, well, it's pretty crazy. It's one of those things where, like, we kind of got this weird benefit from COVID in that on a normal year where it's not a pandemic, we typically wouldn't get asked to play a Sydney Meyer gig because, you know, the capacity there would normally be, I don't know, in excess of 10,000 people. But with the socially distanced Sydney Meyer, it works out to be about 2,000.
Yeah, right.
So even that is absolutely massive for us. But yeah, so, you know, they've got this international space for big international acts that they can't use. So they're like, well, we'll put on some of the smaller Melbourne bands, and like worked out really well for us.
Yeah.
I felt like it was kind of like a reward for being so patient for the last year and having all our gigs cancelled.
Yeah, what an absolute... That's an awesome silver lining to come from everything.
And it was a different gig to normal in that, yeah, everyone's in these sectioned off, we were calling them pig pens. But I think they're called pods, in which people are in groups of eight or so. And then they can choose within that group of friends whether they want to dance or whether they want to just sit and eat food and stuff, because there's food trucks there. So it was interesting. They've definitely made the best, the best possible of this situation. City of Melbourne and Sydney Meyer Music Bowl. Like, it's a crazy task to try and maintain the atmosphere of a concert with such crazy social distancing, but I think they made it work.
Yeah, I agree. It was a very different vibe to your usual show. So I saw you guys. I saw you guys play Big Sound in particular a couple of years ago, and just the whole room was moving, whereas now you're in people sitting down and enjoying things. But it really worked quite well. It was a lot of fun still.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, at this point, you know, we can't be fussy because we're just so grateful to have gigs in any, facet. So, yeah. No, it worked out well for us.
Yeah. And that's awesome to hear that was another silver lining to come from the lockdown, because something that I wanted to talk about was your single before this one, Up and Out. It featured many talented vocalists, one of which was Alicia Joy, who was back on Speak in Truth. How long have you guys known each other?
Maybe like 3 or 4 years since we moved to Melbourne. So quite a while. But like, even when we still lived in Tassie, 37, it was a band that we were like very aware of, and we even caught them a few times at like smaller festivals and things like that. But now Finn also plays keys for 37, and they did the Sydney Meyer yesterday. So at this point in time, the Sydney Meyer gig shared the same backline almost. Like, Lucky Pereira played drums for us, and he played for 3070. And then Matthew Hayes played for 3070 and Close Counters. So we kind of like found a good cozy spot in going a bit of sharesies.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like, Ali's, yeah, obviously a pretty frequent collaborator, and like, I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. And because I guess like we're both instrumentalists and do production. And so something with like Up and Out was we're like okay at writing lyrics, but we knew from the start for Up and Out that it was going to be like this only 9-word chorus or something, like a really simple DJ style chorus. And when it was like, okay, we've got to make each word count, we were kind of like, yeah, we need to get Ali in to help us, because it's like, it's too much pressure for us as non-lyric writers to try and come up with something that really sticks. Yeah, and then that was recorded through, Up and Out was recorded through lockdown with everyone at their home setups, much like you and I right now.
Yeah,
behind exactly. The mic, yeah.
Well, the songwriting for Speak in Truth is beautiful. It's really cool, and it's a great message. How soon after Up and Out was finished did you guys jump into it? Like, how did Speaking Truth come to be?
Oh, I actually think we had that one recorded before pre-pandemic. That one's been in the bag for a while. It was actually on the, I only remember this because it's such a funny date, but on the 2nd of January 2020, we made Speaking Truth. And like at that point in time, there was zero news of the pandemic or zero thought of it coming to Australia or anything. And we were living in this time where we could just like be like, oh yeah, we can just make endless tunes or whatever. So yeah, but I guess we sat on it because we wanted to do this music video with it, and like the music video was something that couldn't be done in lockdown, because the idea was like bringing people together for dance and, you know, shooting outdoors and stuff. So we definitely couldn't do that. But then the first day, like we'd already planned it all conceptually, and we knew what we were going to do and who was going to film it and who was going to be dancing in it. And so like the very first day that lockdown was over, we went to like the locations around Kensington, some warehouses, and filmed it.
Yeah.
So yeah, yeah. So it's really good to have it out after like sitting on something for a year and being really excited about it all that time.
It's such an incredible video too. It's something I wanted to touch on, because you sort of see an amalgamation of those mesmerizing visuals we first saw in the Up and Out visualizer, and then actual footage of you guys dancing and stuff, like you said there. How does Finn create those visuals? Because they are so trippy and so beautiful.
I guess, yeah, that's the other thing why it requires a lot of time, because it's like a frame by frame animation. So Finn's always been a really good drawer as like a sketcher, or, you know, really creative. He could just whip anything up. And I think like we started to just watch some film clips with people having animation in them. And then we were like, oh, like, what they're doing is really just lots of drawings in succession on Photoshop, and Finn's really good with Photoshop as well. See, like most people think it's really crazy, like high paid, you know, special effects software or whatever, but it's just Photoshop and like the video layer option. And so yeah, Finn will trace out like maybe the outline of Alicia or something, and then draw that over like however many steps. So it's a very timely process, but I think it's also for him very like meditative, because it's very like precise and requires a lot of focus.
Yeah, well, it's certainly worth the effort, because it's just so captivating. Every time I've watched it, fall into it. It's amazing. Yeah,
totally. Yeah, so yeah, that's another thing that we'll keep running for the rest of the EP and stuff.
Yeah.
So Finn's got a like artist named Piwak, and that's his like project for all the design and animation stuff. So yeah, it keeps him pretty busy between 37 the Close Counters and Piwak.
Bringing it back to Speaking Truth, I really adore the beat in this track. And you've been described by Dave Ruby Howe of Triple J Unearthed as knowing your sound inside and out. Do you agree with this statement? And if so, when did you figure out what the Close Counters sound was?
Yeah, that's such a good question. Like, I definitely agree, because, you know, we've been a band for like 7-8 years now. And then maybe, yeah, who knows at what point it just became that. But I guess like when we had our first album, Solar Coaster, come out, I think that kind of set the framework for like all the stuff that we're doing from now on to come, in terms of like the flavors and stuff. So I think that was 2018. So 19, so it was like three years ago now. So I guess sitting on that and seeing that people really like that, and like the namesake song Solar Coaster has kind of become like, which, you know, we never, I think a lot of artists have this, like they make a track and it just becomes like the track that everyone loves, and you can't see these things from afar. And so now that's like, you know, that's like the most streamed song or whatever, and it's the last song we play in the set, and like everyone loves it. So I think like that kind of defined it from here on in.
Awesome.
But yeah, obviously we're keen to keep like developing and stuff. And then every time we do collaborate with someone new, like Alicia or like the mock-up choir that we made, like that's always going to inject a new like flavor or thing, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're also set to play at Meadow Music Festival this April out in Bambara alongside a bunch of awesome artists such as like Angie McMahon, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Oh, the lineup is so great. Who are you most keen to see there?
I mean, we've seen King Gizzard a couple times because like big fans of them. Our friends Surprise Chef are also playing. They're super excited for that. And there's another Melbourne band who I've never seen, but I've seen like many videos of them playing and just goes off. And they're a rap group called 3K.
Okay.
And like, yeah, they're like pretty, you know, like anthemic, like trap rap music. And yeah, I'm super excited for that.
Yeah, awesome. Maybe try and hit them up for a sneaky collab or something.
Yeah, I'd actually love to do that.
I can't wait to hear it. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. If you want to catch Speaking Truth live, you can see them play Meadow Music Festival at the end of April, which if you don't have tickets for, you can still buy a virtual ticket and enjoy it all from home. But for now, here is Speaking Truth from Close Counters. You're listening to The Hoist on Sin.